Let me explain. As Hashem, the claim is, it's been many, many, many years, 17, 18 years, I guess, that we've been learning different tzaddikim. We spent over the years time learning about the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, and then we did Tyrus from the Baal Shem, and about the Vedic, we did Tyrus from the Psalvik, and so on, over all the years. And we spoke also, we learned about tzaddikim, this goes back here in the house where Rabbi Aruch, more contemporary tzaddikim, and we tried to have a taste of the Torahs from all of these different tzaddikim from the world of the Baal Shem Tov. And then the past few years, we were learning Torahs from Rabbi Nachman Slutsky Aleinu. And someone asked me, but Rabbi we're not going to learn Rabbi Nachman, or someone else was. No, I have to always learn everything, and there's no such thing as stopping, and it's impossible to leave. There's no leaving Rabbi Nachman. There's no leaving the Baal Tanya. There's no leaving the Baal Shem Tov. There's only what can we do to help ourselves understand what we're learning from the Baal Tanya, and to understand what we're learning from Rabbi Nachman. So I gave it a tremendous amount of thought, and I decided that after all of these years, after these years, I felt that it's very, very important for us to put things into a proper mezgeris, into a proper perspective, and to sort of recoup, because we could spend, of course, the rest of our lives Mitzvah together learning Svarma Gedaisha. As I said, everybody should continue learning always Svarma Gedaisha. And you see an amazing Torah from Tefesh Shlain, an amazing Torah from the Tzaddik and Sves Emes, and you have like all these ideas, and your head feels sometimes like it's going to explode, and the heart is filled with all kinds of fantastic fires that were ignited from the Tzaddikim. But what I have felt over all the years myself, I'm learning this from for so many years, is that it's very easy to be in a matzav where you're gathering more and more and more tires, and you hear very, very big yesidus that are tucked into each of these tires, that are rolled into each of these tires. But that doesn't mean that you come out with a clear mahalach in a Avodas Hashem, al derech HaBaal Shem. To come out in such a way with a mahalach in a Avodas Hashem. Instead, what they say, there's a description they use in the world, that a jack of all trades, a master of none. And there is truth to that a person picks up a lot, but doesn't get the whole picture. And Hashem Yisbarach sent at the end of time tzaddikim like the Ramchal and the Baal Tanya, the other tzaddikim, who their whole nature was seder. In the world of Musar, the Alt from Kalm, and later on Rav Dessler, Seder, to take all of the information, all of this Eirus, and to present it in such a way where a person can find for himself a mahalach in life of how to approach life, how to grow. This sefer that we're going to be learning, it was supposed to arrive, it should be any day, that it will be coming. It was ordered already around 6-7 weeks ago, but Mitzvah will be here. So in the meantime, I guess it's everything is so because of the Yom Tov, it's hard, so I focused on the first few pages. It's not a problem. Everybody's going to have Mitzvah sefer soon. This sefer is a collection of mamarim from the Nezi Yisrael, from Rav Kluger, Rav Avram Tzvi Kluger, Zolgus and Zayn, who we've been zeichet to have with us here in the shul a few times for the early morning Chabura, two occasions. We were zayich to have him. I hope Mitzvah will see him again. I'm sure he's going to be very. He'll have a big sipuk that we're going to be learning his svarim kaseida, his sefer kaseida. These are mamarim. They were actually Rav Kluger wrote not in the mezgeris of Mezi Yisrael, which is now four volumes, four big volumes. He wrote these as mamarim that were printed in Eretz Yisrael every week. They didn't have his name on them. And they were printed every week and published and caused a tremendous, tremendous hisiris from all the different chogim, in yeshivas, by the chassidim, and by the chavre in the Bnei Akiva yeshivas, a tremendous hisiris. He's a very, very gifted person. Those who have learned Mezi Yisrael, have seen Mezi Yisrael, know that he has the ability to take the most complicated subjects in Chassidus and to lay it out, marmish like in a Shulchan Aruch. He draws mostly from the world of Chabad and Breslov. He himself is a Kloisenberger Chassid. And he is pulling from all the different Svarim, but the Ikar is that there's a Mahalach. There's a derech, there's clarity, and there's a shita of life. As opposed to hearing more and more Torahs, which is all wonderful, and we always should do that, but to have a shita, to have a mahalach. And Hashem has given this individual a bracha that he has an ability to do that. And I thought that we would try to learn this sefer. It's called Divrei Chachamim Benachas. Divrei Chachamim Benachas, again, it's the Nezi Yisrael, but the Nezi Yisrael was written more in a certain style, in the old classic style of Svarim. This was written more for modern Israelis. Modern, I'm not talking about how religious or less religious, I'm talking about for those who are speakers of modern Hebrew. And therefore, the lashon here, some of you will find it easier, and some of you will find it a little bit harder. Those who have spent time in Eretz Yisrael and are more familiar with that, will find it easier. Those who haven't will find it a little bit more difficult. But benkach or benkach, I'm going to try together with all of us. We're going to try to learn, and to really be able to acquire a strong, strong basis in avoda al derech hachsidus. And this, I believe, will prove to be a tremendous, tremendous to'elos, a huge benefit for each and every one of us when we open up the Kedushas Levi, or you open up the Tanya, or you open up any of the Svarim HaKadoshim, or Rabbi Nachman, or any of the Svarim, Lukudaman, any of the Svarim you open up, to be able to place it. Where does this fit in? You're seeing something, and it's a beautiful Torah, and you have some Messiahs, but where does it fit in to my Avodas Hashem? And you'll see that really, Rav Kluger explains this in the Hakdamah. I'm just giving a Hakdamah to the Hakdamah, so we should be able to at least get started. And it's an experiment. Usually we were learning the old Svarim. This is an experiment. I'm trying the Zman, the Chlal, the Shabbos, and with this, to try to put things into perspective. And as always, it's not going to really be very beneficial unless someone's consistent. And if someone can't come to all the shiurim, because everybody knows there's so many things going on during the year, I myself miss, because it's Baruch Hashem, shalom be, we should miss some simchas. But there are times I can't, then at least just try to keep up, to listen to it on the tape or something, or else it's not like you're missing a piece of, you know, you're missing a Torah. You're missing a piece of the puzzle. It's putting the Torahs together. So it's very, very hard to make sense out of things if you're going to be missing a week here and a week there. So whatever a person is missing, you could get it from the, you know, from Aisha to work it out, to hear it. So at least that there's a flow, and that it's a serious limud. I went through the sefer twice before I decided this. In the summer I went over it again. Last year I read it once, and I went over again in the summer, and it was a big shikul hadas to decide to do it, and we'll try. If you don't feel that it's the toilet that you were looking for, that's not if the Pupes are not in kindergarten, obviously, you have to try for a couple of months. If it's not, so then beside that, we will have gained a tremendous amount of knowledge, so not losing. And we could always change. It's not, that's why it's inexpensive. That's why it's self-covered. But I don't suspect that's what's going to happen. I think that we're embarking on a very, very exciting journey. I'm very excited about it. And I think that it's going to be a tremendous experience for all of us. So let's begin. Look how beautiful the first three words are. Yehudim anachnu ashreinu. The Yidden, ashreinu. How fortunate we are. The Jews, ashreinu. Ula'ad nisha'er. And we'll be Jews forever. And we'll always be grateful for that. Kol schus omayse asha nifal. Any schus that we have. Any maise, anything that we ever can do in our lives, a mitzvah, or anything, kedoshim v'yikarim kechol sheyiyu, no matter how holy and how precious that act is, no matter how great that the schus of that mitzvah is, or that act of kindness, or that tefillah, or that learning, no matter how great, lo yiyu gedoylum v'chashuvim yoyseh me'etzem uvdas hayoseni yehudim. It can never be greater than that simple fact, the reality that we're Jews. B'nei Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, the children of Avram Yitzhak Yaakov, am skuloso shalbari oylam, Hashem's people. Nizboinim yihadazu. So we're going to look into this reality of being Jewish. Oitzer el yin v'nala, this great exalted treasure. The nearest yeshba shnaim shehem echad. We're going to learn, we're going to see, and you already know, that really all of Yiddishkeit can be broken into two parts. Pu'ulais ma'isiyas, on the one hand, there are things to do. There are actual pu'ulais, things, practical things that we must do, which includes, of course, Lima Torah, Kiy Mitzvahs, learning and keeping mitzvahs. The Yeshba Lev Upnimius. That is, the second part of Yiddishkeit is that it consists of the heart, Lev, and Pnimius, and inwardness. Hainu, Kesher Pnimi Im Hashem Shemoch. For a person to be able to, in the course of his lifetime, to achieve a deep inner connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shagamalav nistavim v'tar HaKadosh. Of course, the Ramchal was writing about that in his Hagdama. And the Chavis Lavavis was writing about that in his Hagdama. How the Torah consists of Chavis Ha'ivarim. In the words of the Chavis Lavavis, there are obligations that we fulfill with our bodies, the mitzvahs, and even learning and so on. And everybody knows about those things. But then there's Chavis Lavavis, the obligation of the heart. And the Chavis Lavavis wrote how he saw in his time how this was widely ignored. It was mostly ignored. And everybody was focused on the Chavis Ha'ivarim only, on that part of Yiddishkeit, what you have to do. But not the Chavis Lavavis, the obligation of the duties of the heart. It's the same thing Ramchal was talking about in his own life. The same way, it can't be a neshama. In this world, the human being cannot be a neshama without a guf, cannot be a soul without a body. The same thing, you can't be a Jew. You can't be a real Jew without expressing the soul's desire to cleave to Hashem, to connect to Hashem, through the 248 positive mitzvahs and the 365 negative that we keep with our bodies. There can't be a soul without a body. So there can't be a spirituality of Yiddishkeit, a neshama of Yiddishkeit, without the actual physical life of carrying out Torah mitzvahs, of living lives of Torah mitzvahs. You have to have both. But the surface kol hagdarim shasifu limdu chazal, and the body of Yiddishkeit, of course, consists of all of the, besides what we see in the Torah, everything that Chazal explained, all of the dinim deraisa, all of the laws that are made rabbanon, all of the customs and everything, what it means, the body, hein gufei Torah, the body of Yiddishkeit. Manchili mereshes moishel veresein Chazal, who are the ones who gave over to us the Yerusha for Moshe Rabbeinu, that we carry with us through all the generations. Kishem she'en kiyim l'guf l'loin neshama. The same way, on the other hand, the same way that you cannot have a body alive in this world without a soul, right? We just said you can't have a soul without a body. You also can't have a body without a soul in this world. Kach alulam ha-mitzvahs ha-maisiyas. So too, what could happen is that the practical mitzvahs ha-maisiyas, v'limud ha-Torah kadesh, and the study of Torah, liyas chaserim es nishmosam v'ikarim. That a person can spend his entire life immersed in the body of Yiddishkeit, meaning keeping the mitzvahs and learning Torah, without the neshama of Yiddishkeit, without the soul. And that's not Yiddishkeit. Yiddishkeit consists of both the guf, the body, Torah mitzvahs, and the neshama of Yiddishkeit, the chadas halavavis of Yiddishkeit, that's Torah. Lias, so it's possible that a person can keep all the mitzvahs and learn Torah. Lias chaserim es nishmasim v'ikar. The head of mehen has kashrus hapnimis l'mishat sivalein. A person goes entire life without having any deep connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who commanded us to keep these things, who told us to keep these things. It's Baruch Yisrael, base. It's nice yaldas. When we're children, in those years, when we're children, Bishnais Yalvis, Terem Muchanim Mayach Yehudi V'Libay, before the mind and the heart of a Jew have matured enough, Limloi HaKesha HaPnimi LaHashem Yisbarach, it's too early for a child to really, for an average child to experience a real Kesha, a deep Kesha with Hashem. Ram, His Kikar LaHargilas HaKatan LeMitzvah Shuhu Varilah. This is the Lashon of Rashi at the beginning of Sukkah, that Chazal have made it our responsibility to accustom the child, to get the child used to keeping Torah mitzvahs, the mitzvah chinuch. Shuroi lo, kidei shiyem mechunach v'rogel mitzvahs. In order that the child become mechunach and rogel mitzvahs, that he is initiated into a life of Torah mitzvahs, and he becomes used to living a life of Torah mitzvahs. Me'acha sheyesh bev shirusay l'shtamesh biyodav u'befiv. Since the child knows how to use his hands, and he knows how to use his mouth, so maschel ha'kodem l'umay Torah, we begin to teach him Torah. Torah zero on a marsha, marsha kos Yaakov, and we begin to say with the child words of Torah. And he begins to use his mouth to say words of Torah and Tefillah. Well, the kindness is propel, and he uses the limbs of his body, and we teach him to take a luluf, and we teach him to put on the peretz tzitzis, and so on. Today, she yurgal b'kach, in order that he becomes used to this, ve'elu ye'iru bo'y at-at. So that slowly, slowly over the years, ye'iru bo'y that these mitzvahs can shine within him. Bahagia lebagrus, when the child reaches maturity, tagia shaitoi lohesif neshama lemaisif, the time arrives. Again, every child is different, but as one matures, it's time for this child to add or to infuse neshama into his actions, to make a shidduch between the physical actions that his parents and his rebbeim were teaching him. Do this, do this, do that. Say these words, put on this tzitzis, shake this luluf, and so on. it comes to a point as the child matures where the neshama of Yiddishkeit has to be joined together with the guf, the body of Yiddishkeit. Well, Yaseid b'soichai mechadash as a kesher ha'pnimi l'Hashem esbarach, to establish within the child once again. I mean, it was there. It was a deep kesher before the neshama came into the guf. The neshama was in the presence of Hashem. And inside the mother's womb, the child was learning Kol HaTorah Kula and so on, and experienced that closeness to Hashem. And the time arrives, as the child matures, to renew that deep kesher that the soul once had before it came into the body, that the soul had with Hashem. Asher yoyer or chadash, so that there will be this new light that shines within him. Hein v'pu'ulois yehadusai, both in the actions, the physical acts of Yiddishkeit, asher rogil behem, that he's already become used to, because he was trained. From the time that he's a little boy and she's a little girl, the children are trained to do the right things, to act in a Jewish way, and to do Jewish things, and to keep the mitzvahs and so on. But now the time has come for the neshama to be reunited, the neshama of the lulav, the neshama of learning Torah, the neshama of tzitzis, the neshama of davening, to be joined together with the guf, with the body of just saying words of davening, saying words of Torah, shaking a branch, putting on a string. That there should be this reunion between the neshama and the guf, because that's what life means. Life means neshama and guf. That's what this world is, neshama and guf. A guf without a neshama is a zombie, and the neshama without a guf has no metzius in this world. Hein b'chol tchumei chayiv, in everything in life, that it should be with neshama. That everything that he does in this world, it should be with the neshama. Kein chinuch zeh l'pu'ulos ma'asiyus. The same way that there's a chinuch when it comes to the physical actions of Yiddishkeit, kaim gam achinuch l'mitzvus atluyus b'leiv. There's also a chinuch when it comes to the mitzvus, those mitzvahs that are tliyos belev, the mitzvahs that are more related to the emotions, to the heart. Ha-po'alois es yisoydei ha-kesher ha-pnimi, those mitzvahs, especially davening. Davening you say with your mouth, but of course the kiyum of tefillah is avodah shebelev, is within the heart. So, the same way that there's a chinuch when it comes to tzitzis and lulav and so on, and in the lois essays, not to eat this, and not to on Shabbos, not to do that, and so on. The same way there's a chinuch, there's also a chinuch for the mitzvahs that please believe, for those mitzvahs that are connected to the heart, which are quite a few of the mitzvahs, besides that, and Ahav is Hashem, Yir is Hashem, and so on. Umechilas says so. These mitzvahs that are please believe are mostly responsible for activating and bringing out this kesher pnimi, this deep connection to Hashem, umachilas ha'isan, and contain these feelings, these emotions within them. Hamila mahashkura is the next page. Hamila mahashkura is the base ha'yehudi. The words that are commonly used in a from Jewish home. Kagan, for instance, the child hears this in the time that he's in the world. Hashem Yaza. Hashem should help. Hashem Roya. Hashem sees everything, right? The children hear this in the time that they're little. Hashem Yodeya. Hashem knows everything. Hashem Shomei. He hears everything. Hashem Ohev. Hashem loves you. Hashem B'Shamayim. Hashem B'Chol Mokim. Hashem's in Shamayim. Hashem's everywhere. Hashem Oysa, Hashem does this, Be'ez Hashem, Yirtzeh Hashem, all of these are really part of the chinuch. Chinuch to bring the child into that world of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into the world of the neshama of Yiddishkeit. Mekap lois de seichan, they all have wrapped within them these terms that just flow out of the mouths of religious Jews. and the children hear time after time growing up, these words contain within them as b'sisei ha'emunah v'Hashem Yisbarach, the basis of belief, of faith in Hashem. Ram, however, harehem kegarin katan. It's just a tiny seed. In other words, even if you say Beza Hashem, or Emis Hashem, or Baruch Hashem, 1,000 times a day, that can never, ever provide the entire basis for a child's faith, for any Jew's faith. It's a good thing. It's a beginning. But it's self called self. It's a tiny little seed. Asher achen yesh bai koich lahatzmiach ilan anak. They're little seeds. And they, from these little seeds, they can grow tremendous trees. Bal geza, deep roots, trunk rather, vanofen, tunim peris, peri-peris, that will be able to give forth a tremendous amount of fruit. But that's not enough, just that the child should grow up hearing all the time, Mirch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Beza Hashem. Ach yesh lahashkaisai ulatapu bay tamid. It has to be watered. It has to be cared for. It has to be nurtured. Yes, those are good seeds. Beza Hashem, Baruch Hashem, and Yitz Hashem. Hashem knows, Hashem watches, Hashem loves you. Those are all good things. But you still need to water, and you need to take care, you need to work on it. Yesh lahashkais ulatapu bay tamid, always. Ein dai be'etzem hazriya. It's not enough just etzem hazriya, just the seeds. Kal yoyse lechanech l'pu'ulais. We know that it's a lot easier, it's much, much easier to teach actions. Kal yoyse lechanech l'pu'ulais. To train a child to do certain things. And adults also. Lomer ma'la'asais. To always tell the child what you have to do. Ulhadrich ma'loy'la'asais. And to teach him what he should not do. But it's very, very different when we're talking about those things of the heart, the neshama of Yiddishkeit. It's very different. Those things that are tali belev, the heart, the marach, the mind, the ratzon ha'pnimi, the inner will of a person, shelamalum and hamarach. It's even higher than the intellect, the will, the ratzon of a person. You can't just tell a kid, you have to feel this, you have to feel that. You can't just tell somebody, you have to feel that. Eich lahavin, ketzad lirtzais, how to understand, what to want, how to want something. Kan ein hadvarim shavim l'chol nefesh. Here, everybody's different. It's not the same. It's not. When it comes to putting on tefillin, it's okay. When it comes to tefillin, they wrap this way, they wrap that. But if it's on tefillin, it comes to lighting Shabbos kinds, they light Shabbos kinds. It comes... So that's relatively easy. This is what you do, this is how you do it. When it comes to the neshama of Yiddishkeit, the mind, the heart, and the ratzon, which is higher than that's higher, we'll talk a lot about that, that's higher than the mind and the heart. It's not just feel this or feel that. Understand this and understand that. Think this and think that. It doesn't work. People have been trying that all the time. And it doesn't work. Ki pnimius kol adam shayna achs mechavata. Because the pnimius of each person is different from the other person. Kula shel hanachas tefillin. If you discuss this physical act of putting on tefillin, she'te'om l'fnei elef norm, and you gather together a thousand 12-year-old boys to get them ready for the bar mitzvah. So that physical act of putting on tefillin. So you explain to the boys, some of them might put it on this way, some of them put it on that way, but basically there's one, you give one demonstration, one shiur, you show all the boys, you can have 1,000 boys in the room, you show them how to put on tefillin, and the next day, if the bar mitzvah is the next day, that kid's wearing tefillin the same way that Rabbi Yosef was wearing tefillin. He's a kosher pair of tefillin, and he's putting them on according to halacha, he makes the brachas, he's wrapping them the right way. He's got it in the right place on his head. He's got it in the right place on his arm. He's putting on tefillin the same way Rabbi Yosef is putting on tefillin. Rabbi Yosef is putting on tefillin. Rabbi Yosef is putting on tefillin.
He's putting on the same way. Right? He's Makad the Mitzvah. And it was one shiur, 1,000 kids in the auditorium. And the next day, let's say it's the Mitzvah the next day, every child is Makad the Mitzvah film. Lamahadrin. As good as Rav Yosef. His film are just as kosher, and he's putting it on in a kosher way, 100% lahalacha. Everybody's the same.
Ulam amira bedvar hergish panimi b'mitzvazu. But if you want to connect to the heart of the child of what tefillin means, what are tefillin? What does it mean to put on tefillin? What's the tefillin about? How did the tefillin, when you tie those tefillin around your arm and on your head, how did those tefillin tie you up to the very olam, attach you to Kadosh Baruch Hu? I should teyom alifneim, and you give a shir to the 1,000 bar mitzvah kids. You give a shir. To kabel elef perushim. There'll be 1,000 ways to understand that. Each kid has a different way of understanding it. Each kid has a different way of receiving that. It could be that 80% of the kids didn't understand at all. And the 20% that did understand, they thought they understood, and it could be that's not what the Rebbe was saying. And even the ones that understood, from what they understood, it could be they understood it this way. Really, it has a much deeper, whatever it is. Kol mekabel yachil aysa kifi erka v'daitai. Each child is a kli, is a vessel that receives that Devar Hashem in a different way, and is able to be mekabel that Torah on what tefillin mean, according to his madrega, according to his upbringing, according to his way of thinking and feeling. Every kid is different. No two people are the same. Therefore, so hard. Especially during those younger years of chinuch. That's why it's so hard to establish the inner light of Yiddishkeit, la mita, the emissa, truth and depth of Yiddishkeit. It's very hard. It's very hard to give it over in the younger years. Eshu lai l'satet oz kavim klalim l'machsheves apnimis. It's possible, as the kids are getting a little bit older, to try to somehow etch some basic outline, some basic mahalach in how is a Jew, you know, supposed to think, how is a Jew supposed to feel. It's possible to, some basic things. Like to plow a little bit, to get the child ready. That you could do. That by this plowing, or by sketching this outline of Yiddishkeit, you could prepare the child l'mashi yovel achamikain, for what will be later as he grows up, and what he'll be able to receive later. Arbor sheshonim eila einan hamoyed hamatim l'kach b'shleimus. But it's clear that the younger years are not, the child is not yet ready to have that kesher pnimi with the Kodesh Baruch, especially now. And if you know, we read stories about the Vilna Gaon when he was a kid, and the Chassam Sofer, and the Magid Yehuda, and the Baal Shem Tov, whatever, and they were children. So we're not making a mistake to see ourselves as such, the children of our generation, as such people. Ein li Yehudi Breira Acheres. Therefore, a Jew has no other choice. Ki in lovai lekach mikaychas atzmai. It's not going to happen in school. That's the bottom line. You're not going to get that in yeshiva. It's not going to happen. If you're fortunate enough to have a certain kind of some chaveim, and there's a certain rebbe, or there's an older bach, or there's a younger man, or whatever it might be, that's a mashpia. But it's not part of the curriculum of growing up. It's just not. Mostly it's going to come mikoyches asmai, from your own thirst, from your own hunger to connect to Hashem, from your own determination to be a Jew that has a soul, not to be a Jew without a soul, just to be a Jew with a guf. It's really a matter of you and I making that decision in life at some point, to make that decision that I'm not going to continue living a Yiddishkeit without a neshama. I'm not going to continue a Yiddishkeit without any shayches HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or very minimal connections. I'm not going to continue. B'shanim shebehen kvar ein ha-hayir al mechanech mitzvim elodo. That's going to be the time when your parents are not standing next to you and your Rebbe is not standing next to you. L'sayi v'kach, to help you. Amnam yisaydes asher ishtisu by b'mehen urim. Certainly, the basic fundamental things that we learned when we were children and that we were taught, hopefully, either at yeshiva, at home, whatever, ayim demloy akol tzad v'shal. They certainly come in handy, and every step along the way, you need to refer back to the basics. Ach ha'inyin has a derish as adam davka mitzad nafshay shaloi. The bottom line is that it depends on your nefesh, on your own seeking it out. Davka oz beyoyse yoyseim atzmai. Davka when you're not sitting with your parents anymore in the house, and you're not sitting anymore with your Rebbe in yeshiva, and you're more b'koiches atzmai. And more importantly, you have a much better understanding of who you are, your own personal tchunas, what kind of a person you are, your own kaifas, your own tchunas, which the child doesn't really know. It's only when you really leave the house and you leave yeshiva, you begin to have more of an awareness, a self-awareness of your tchunas and your kaifas and so on. Then Olav Losei Zman Lefkoach Ayin El Moicha V'Liba. Then the time has arrived to turn your eyes and to pay attention to your mind and your heart. The younger years are mostly 99% to do the right things, but as you get older, then it's your own personal responsibility to take a look inside. Latzekes Yoyseh Pnimius Lev, to pour more into the Pnimius of the heart, the das, to pour more heart into what you're doing, to pour more das, understanding and thought, el teicha maisim b'chaim, into the same tefillin, into the same lulav, into the same davening, into the same words of Torah, and so on. It's up to you to make that decision, to pour more heart, and to put more das, more thought into the things that you've been doing your whole life. So you shouldn't spend the rest of your life just sitting and wandering sort of on that very, very thin, on that very thin path, the very narrow and thin path that you were placed upon when you were a child, which was what? How to put on film, how to keep Shabbos, how to eat kosher. That's just the path. Most of what we learned when we were children were actions, things to do. Very little pnimius. Melola has bagir birachlus moichin. And unless one invests his mind and his heart, he's going to continue growing up without that expansive motion, without that bigger and broader way of thinking and understanding. So what happens is that for the thinking and feeling person who is driven towards getting closer to Hashem, he doesn't always know how to do that. How is he going to find that clear path? That's miyuchedes loy. Each person is different. Again, with the actions, everybody's pretty much the same. But with the pnimius, everybody's different. He doesn't know how to find his own way. Shetevio lepnimius nishmas yahadusa, to bring him to the pnimius and to the neshama of his own Yiddishkeit, of his yahadus. He doesn't know. So this person starts to grab from this sefer and to look at that sefer, and to go to this rabbi, and to go to this shmuz, and to hear this shir, and to read this maimer, and to look at this article, and to talk to this person, to talk to that person, and then to go to this fabreng, and to go to this, whatever, this shabbaton, something. Always to grab. Eat the nitzvah chosiyur. He feels very often that he needs help. Sheni yedei atomid, mehech lakabla, and he doesn't know where to get this help. Yesh uba el sifrei chasidus. More and more people find their way to the chasidus sfar. Just in the last few years, since we started learning this sfar, it's an explosion everywhere. In all of the chogim, whether by the sfarim, by the hezdi yeshivas, by the litvish yeshivas, and the chassidish yeshivas, I say chassidish yeshivas because even the chassidish yeshivas, it wasn't to a large extent over the years, and most of the chassidish yeshivas also became just a rote limud. This is what we do, and the ikka became in hogim. If you're a babava, you do this. If you're a lubavitcher, you do that. If you're a square, you do this. If you're a satin, you do that. If you're a belzer, you do this and this one. And mostly there's an excitement about what your customs are and who your Rebbe is. But as far as the pnimius of Hasidus, so among the Chassidish Bachrim and the young Chassidish people, there are those who are looking. And there are others who just go through the motions. So the motions there consist of a different outfit. There it consists of a long coat and a belt and a big hat. But that's the exterior of Chassidus. That's not the avoid of Chassidus. So in all of the Chugim, in all schools of Yiddishkeit, more and more and more people are being drawn towards Sefer Chassidus. They're looking for Pnimius. Mekaris Ha'or Uman Chilov, for the sources of life and to connect to those who gave us this life. Ach Eina Meivin Kesed Yidla Misfosam Es Anochutz Loi. So he starts to learn this farm. He starts to learn this farm. Again, he sees beautiful and inspiring things. He's trying to understand, but he doesn't know how to draw out from the language, from the words of this farm, what he's looking for, a path in life. He doesn't know. For him, himself, a path in life. B'frat she'bishonim eila kvar eno ponui kibavar liklait ulakabel v'hayes nesivais hachayim. Especially now the conditions of life have made it, for whatever reason, even though there's more affluence and so on, but people are very, very preoccupied. You know, I've mentioned this a few times over the years, that when I was teaching the Chassidus from to high school, the kids in high school, so when they would reach the age when they would go off to learn Yeshiva Netz Yisrael, they thought for sure that they were going to get out of the airplane, they were going to come then to Yerushalayim, and there was going to be like a Baal Shem Tov or a Rebbe Reb Zusha type that was going to take them out into the forest and sit them down like by a little brook of water and talk to them about God and teach them, you know, how to be Jews. And that's not what they found in Yerushalayim. They found people running back and forth with cell phones in Gula and Me'esharim. Of course, there are Reb Zusha types tucked away in different little places, hidden. But mostly, it's not anything that they expected Chassidus to look like. And because of that, it places a much, much greater strain on that individual who is a Mevakesh Hashem to find some way of getting a mahalach in life, in Avodas Hashem. It's not the way that it was, where a person who is like that will go off, you know, for 6 months to Kotsk, or he'll go to Pshischa, or he'll go to Lubavitch, or he'll go to Breslov. It's just not like that. So instead what happens is a person sits down, he's a Mevakesh Hashem, and he sees big piles of Sfarim in front of him. And he's thirsty, and he starts to open up this sefer, and they're all saying all these different things. He doesn't know, what do I make out of all of this? Lo nadir eifai sheyim sa'atzmai b'chiluf hashanam zokin v'ragil b'pulas yehadas m'udaris b'tachlis. Therefore, what happens very often with the guys and the girls is that over the years, they just grow up very, very comfortable with the actions of Yiddishkeit. and they do everything the right way. They have beautiful sukkahs. They have a beautiful Shabbos. They do everything the right way. Or even the Gaonis Gedolei B'Torah Kedosha. Could even be a genius in learning Torah. Be somebody that became a tremendous Talmid Chacham. But when it comes to the soul of Yiddishkeit, to the neshama of Yiddishkeit, when it comes to the pnimius, to the heart and to the mind, achnar katayin is like a little child. V'chol ha'omur l'gavir pnimius hayadis. As far as any of the pnimius of Yiddishkeit is concerned, could be there's a child. Deyes Hashem. What do you know about Hashem? Ahava, loving Hashem, kirva elav yisbarach, any closeness to Hashem, b'leiva b'nefesh, with your heart and with your soul. Yitach hergesh shal ben el oviv, v'eishes chala terzbala, is there any feeling of a child, of a child connecting to his parent, to his father, and eishes chala terzbala, the love that's between a husband and wife, meaning it, in your relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, is there any of that? Klape Hashem is brought from the Karachan, the source of all life. This particular person grew up and he blossomed and he became sharp and he became a genius in Torah. A Talmid Chacham. And not only that, or it could be that he's not such a brilliant person, but the Dikdukim Yisarim, he's medaktik and it's beautiful. He's medaktik, he's so careful with every halach. He keeps everything mamish beautifully. But their heart has remained like a little boy, a little child, as far as its feelings for Hashem. The simcha b'yisbarach, to be able to experience any joy in his Yiddishkeit. B'yiskarvus la'akarvus k'vayit Hashem b'ruach nachon, as far as any feeling of closeness and recognizing, feeling the kavod of Hashem in the right way. Heder hazman b'shalvus ha'nefesh l'kach. There are many practical problems. One is this feels that there's not enough time and doesn't have the yeshiva das, the peace of mind. If you ask him why he doesn't feel any of these things, he didn't find over the course of his life, he didn't find the right well to draw these waters from. He doesn't know. He looked at this safe, he heard that shmuz. If he didn't figure out where he could draw these waters from to get this mahalach. Kol Eila. My serum eyesight, my shlim im sima'ina b'leiz b'eira. All of these problems leave most of the people at some point with this feeling that they have no choice but to accept that look, what can I do? This is just the way it's going to be. And there was no way to quench that thirst that I had when I was younger. And I'm just going to try to go on being a good Jew, which is very harsh of a thing, obviously, to learn and to be medaktik in mitzvahs, which is beautiful, and a person is rewarded for everything he does. But that's it. Mistapik b'pulaisa v'vilumudav. And he has to satisfy himself. He's not going to make himself miserable. He's not going to sit around crying all day. So he has to just be satisfied with living a full Jewish life and keeping all of the mitzvahs and learning Torah. Vaf sos u'mishtadech b'hem. And at some point, he has to, if he's to survive and to continue, he has to find joy in doing that and to feel a pride in just living a Jewish life, which is a chashuva thing. Certainly a chashuva, let's finish this paragraph. The Ruach HaKodesh Yoytzeis V'Emeres. But the Navi comes along and says to each and every one of us, Koyamah Hashem, Kim B'Zayis Yishalal HaMashalal. To be praised, to be praiseworthy, to be somebody who's great. The Navi says, Haskel V'Yado Osi. You have to think about me, you have to understand me. Hashem says, you have to know me. Being from the Radak over there, Haskel Hakel, who should Yaskel ki who echad kadmus ve'ino gufu who boyri hakolam ashgiach halakolam manhinga kol ha'olam hachmosel yenam hachman. To be thinking all the time about Hakadosh Baruch Hu and how He runs the world. So he puts there in the parentheses at the bottom. Here he says, "My mashma, hari devarim eli yidu ma'isti heita." So the person might be thinking when he read this last sentence, "I know all these things. I know that Hashem is mashgiach and everything. I know that Hashem is watching everything." And I know that Hashem is not physical. I know that Hashem is before there was a world, there was God. I know all of those things. So what are you telling me? Klum Safik or Chiddush Beinai, Kol Mashi Kosev Radak, but the doctor is telling me something I don't know, that there's a God who was before the world, and He created the world, and He's watching everything in the world. The Radak is telling me something I don't know? Mana, the answer to that question, Yidiyah Shanoitzko Mibayis Ovis HaMachanchim, yeah, that that information that you got from your parents and from your school, the tavnis yaldus akapnis, in that form, in that surah of what? A yaldus and kapnis. What you got is a little troll. And look at you, you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70 years old, the same exact thing. God is watching me, the big guy on the chair. And that's it. Zekuka lihivol michodesh. This has to be brought into your life and to be born in a new way. Life in Shabbagris, in a mature way, to know what it means and to think about it. Ukitullahalam, as we're going to be learning about all of these things up ahead. Im loikein, if not, then dala umu'ata hashpa'os ala nefesh v'chaim. If not, then those truths that you were taught when you were children, that we were all told when you were children, will have very little influence or impact over our souls, or our feelings, our emotions, our thoughts, very little impact. It's just an information. God exists, He's before the world, He watches everything, He knows everything, but has very little impact upon you. Look, when there's an Ace Rotson, where it can come down from Shemayim because of a Yontiv, or because of making a Simcha, whatever it is, that there's an opening, and there's a Hisairus. And I was talking about that, we were learning about this morning in Tanya. So there's a Hisairus, but the fact that there's that opening, that Hisairus, it usually just is a short thing, and it fizzles out. It's not, after Yom Kippur, after Sukkot, it's not. We're talking about a Mahalach in life, and that's what this Sefer is all about. So we're going to be hearing, as we go through the Sefer, we're going to be hearing many of the things that we learned over the years. Adrabah, that's what I want. But we're going to be hearing those things that we heard all the years in the context of Shita, of a Mahalach, of an Avaida, of with homework, and how to work at it, and what to think about it, and how to practice, and so on. But they're going to be familiar things. We're not going to have Chidusha. Most of the Chavi has been learning Chidusha already for many years. And so it's not going to be Chidushim. But the chiddush is going to be how to take all of these random things and to create a mesila, a path, a mahalach. So Bez Hashem will continue next Monday morning.